Good evening. This is South Coast Air Quality Management District. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to do introductions at AQMD. Who is on the phone? So why don't we start off with Wayne?
I'm sorry, it's Wayne Nastri, South Coast AQMD.
Jill Wynot.
Derek Alatorre, South Coast AQMD.
Susan Nakamura, South Coast AQMD.
Adrian Weston, South Coast AQMD.
Matt Miasato, Science and Technology Advancement.
Amir Derek, Master Engineering and Permitting.
Ricardo Rivera, Public Affairs.
Kurt Weiss, the General Counsel.
Sheriff Snyder, Compliance and Enforcement.
Danielle Soto, Public Affairs.
And Sam?
Sam Atwood, Media.
Thank you very much.
Sam Atwood, Media.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and start the meeting again. If you have questions, please submit them to email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. That's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. So we'll start off with enforcement, and we'll have Dr. Cher Snyder start off with her update.
Good evening. Yesterday morning, we had a meeting with the City of Paramount and spoke with them about progress that we've made to date in some of our investigative activities. As you know, we've issued a number of notices to comply to various businesses in the city, as well as some notices of violation. The most recent notice of violation was issued just this last week to Aircraft Heat Treating. A number of the notices to comply that were issued requested information that could be used by our staff to determine whether those facilities required permits with us, and we're still evaluating that information as it comes in. There were a number of facilities, however, that were identified as needing permits, and we have issued them notices to comply to apply for permits with us. That was in those circumstances, we observed equipment that was not in operation, so we directed them to get permits before they operate the equipment. Had we seen that equipment in operation, we would have issued notices of violation. And most of the equipment that we saw not operating but that was subject to permits included things like plasma arc cutters that may be in some way involved with metal handling facilities, particularly if they are being used on stainless steel. But a number of the other ones included things like internal combustion engines and other kinds of equipment that would not necessarily be directly related to metal handling or metal processing facilities. As you may already know, we've inspected better than 190 facilities over the course of the past couple of months. Not all of them are metal handling facilities. One of the things we wanted to do was to inspect facilities, just go door to door and do a saturation inspection of facilities that were located near Anaplex and Aircraft to be able to rule them out as possible sources or confirm them if they were, but we've in essence ruled them out, and also to be able to determine whether they required permits. So we're tying up our investigations at this point, and I think that's pretty much it. We're continuing to receive some complaints. Most recently yesterday, we received 9 odor complaints from folks at Wesley Gaines School. We sent inspectors out to investigate, and we were unable to determine the source of the odors, although we were in fact able to detect some of the odors at that point in time. And we'll continue to be vigilant about complaint response and may also do some odor surveillance in the community as well to follow up.
Thank you very much, Dr. Snyder. Next, we'll have a update from Kurt Weiss from our legal counsel.
Today, the hearing board entered an order for abatement against Anaplex that most significantly imposed a 1 nanogram per cubic meter standard on Anaplex as measured at the nearest monitor based on a 3-day rolling average. And we consider that to be a very significant step by the hearing board. It's the same provision that was in the Aircraft order for abatement, and it ensures that Aniplex's emissions either come down to levels that don't pose a imminent and severe threat to public health, or Aniplex will be compelled to shut down any hexavalent chrome emitting equipment. In addition, the hearing board ordered Aniplex to submit a plan to the district within a week detailing how Aniplex is going to address hexavalent chrome found on the roof of its facility. The district will review that plan in conjunction with other agencies with expertise in hazardous waste. And once an approved plan is in place, the elements of that approved plan become enforceable pursuant to the order for abatement. We're very happy that the hearing board took action today. And again, we consider this a significant advance for public health in Paramount.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Next, we'll have Dr. Matt Miyasato give an update on monitoring.
So, good evening. The most recent data that we have for our samplers are now located on our website. The latest data for the sampling is on January 4th. All the values were fairly low. The highest one was 1.04 nanograms per meter cubed, and that was located at the Site 15, which is the Aniplex site. We also have the latest school data up on the website. Unfortunately, some of the ARB samplers were malfunctioning, and that was partly due to the rain. And so four out of the six samples were invalidated. But for the three sites that were, we did collect data, they were low, below 0.28. And that's for Vertz was 0.18, Mokler was 0.15, and Alondra was 0.28. The other thing to note is that we did hear from the public loud and clear, even though the Jackson site is very close to Gaines, we did work with the school district to identify a site on the school property at Gaines, and we'll be moving the monitor there. That'll be done this Saturday. We also heard from the last public meeting a concern about putting samplers as close to some of the facilities that are south of Alondra Boulevard. And so we're doing a site evaluation to move one of our samplers very close to Matco and Press Forge. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Miyasato. Next update will be given by Susan Nakamura from our planning department.
Staff has been working on proposed rule 1430 it's a grinding rule at forging facilities, and there's some upcoming meetings. Tomorrow we have a working group meeting here at the South Coast AKMD at 2:00, and then we have a public workshop scheduled for January 19th here at our district headquarters in Diamond Bar at 2:00. And then on January 25th, we'll be in the city of Paramount at the Paramount Community Center at 5:30. We'll have a public consultation meeting, which is, we'll have the exact same format as a public workshop, and we'll provide the public an opportunity to comment on the proposed rule, and staff will present an overview of the proposed rule.
Thank you very much, Susan. Next update will come from Sam Atwood, who's our media manager. Go ahead, Sam.
Thank you, Derek. As Kurt noted earlier, the hearing board took action today in adopting an order for abatement, and we will be reporting that in the news release to the media to the issue this evening. That's it for the media update.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam. As for community affairs, we have no update at this time. At this point, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Again, if you have questions, please submit them via email to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We have one question already, and we're going to get to that question. So the question comes from Unti Holly. Says, I'm a resident living near the Paramount Petroleum Refinery. My question is, they have four questions. Oh, it's actually Holly Enriquez, I'm sorry. First question is, when AQMD investigators go on site to test a facility, are they trained to identify possible Cal OSHA violations for possible hazards to health and safety? If so, what is the protocol for them to report to the possible violation, and or is AQMD mandated to report to Cal OSHA?
You know, our personnel, this is Wayne Nastri, are not trained by Cal OSHA, but whenever they see an incident or whenever they see conditions that raises questions, they contact Cal OSHA and we refer it to Cal OSHA. And this particular case, Cal OSHA, we understand, has reviewed the facilities and is moving forward.
The next question that Holly has is, according to Prop 65, businesses with one or more of the listed chemicals in the workplace as an ingredient in the material use, a product they manufacture, and or an emission in the environment must provide a clear and reasonable warning label unless can prove that the exposure causes no significant risk. These metal grinding and processing companies are obviously emitting toxins into the air that are on the chemical list. Do you have any authority to tell/force the company to place signs outside their facility stating that such toxins are being emitted?
This is Kurt Weiss, the general counsel. The district does not have authority under Prop 65. That authority resides with the California Attorney General.
All right, thank you. And then the next question Holly had was, the last rooftop test from Anaplex Complex results stated that the residue had 75,000 parts per million of hexavalent chromium. At the last meeting with the City Subcommittee on Air Quality, I thought we were told that airborne hexavalent chromium, once comes in contact with cars, the ground, or etc., turns into trivalent chromium. So where does the 75,000 ppm hexavalent chromium number come from? Can you explain? And will you be testing the area around the facility since residents in the vicinity have stated thick layers of abnormal soot on their cars? Will you test or will you contact the appropriate agency, DTSC, to test the soil for possible contamination?
So this is Matt Miyasato with the Science and Technology Advancement. The 75,000 part per million that you're referring to was from a bulk sample that we collected off of the roof of the facility, you're correct. So that was from maybe years of deposition from the processes that happened at Anaplex. So it's not consistent to compare it to an ambient measurement. It's just it was a bulk sample to determine whether there was hexavalent chromium coming from the facility.
Matt, why don't you explain what bulk sample is?
Bulk sample is just taking pieces of material that were found on the roof near the vents or scrapings off of the vents and taking that back to our laboratory and then running the chemical analyses to identify whether hex chrome was in those samples.
Okay, and then the next part of the question was, and will you be testing the area around the facility since residents in the vicinity have stated thick layers of abnormal soot on their cars? Will you test or will you contact the appropriate agency, DTSC, to test soil for possible contamination? So, actually DTSC has already they are partnering with us and they have done some samples. They have taken some soil samples around the area, and the best thing to do is maybe what we'll do is at the next meeting, next conference call, we'll go ahead and answer that question, or we'll email you back, Holly, with the answers from DTSC.
The CUPA has also taken soil samples in that vicinity, and the CUPA is basically LA County Fire Department. And they've worked in conjunction with us. They've conducted a number of inspections with us as well and have taken some soil samples. I don't believe that we've received the results from those samples yet, but they're pending.
All right, thank you. The next question Holly had was, has newly retrofitted Alt Air jet fuels that has taken over a portion of the Paramount Petroleum been monitored by AQMD, and will general monitoring of the Paramount Petroleum emissions be starting soon since so many homes and schools are so close to the refinery? On that one, Holly, we're going to look into that one. We're not prepared to answer questions about Paramount Petroleum, but we will look into that and we'll get back to you, okay? Let me see if we got any other questions. No other questions. Again, if you have any questions for us, please email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, we got a question from Lisa Lappin. So the question is, will AQMD be prosecuting either of these companies and or contacting the LA District Attorney's Office and State Attorney General's Office about the possibility of criminal charges being pressed against these companies? We were told at the second town hall meeting that this was a strong possibility.
This is Kurt Weiss, the general counsel. We will be seeking civil penalties against both Aircraft and Anaplex. We currently have a complaint on file against Anaplex for civil penalties. I'm not going to comment on any contacts that we've had with criminal prosecuting agencies.
Thank you, Kurt. We got a question from Sally Mills. What authority does the City of Paramount have to regulate air quality versus AQMD?
So this is Kurt Weiss again. The district is established as the primary agency for regulating air quality in Southern California. The city does have the ability to adopt requirements that are more stringent than AQMD requirements.
Thank you. And then, Sally, you got another question. Some on Facebook are saying that the school district is blocking SCAQMD's access to the schools to put up devices. Is that happening?
So this is Matt from the monitoring. We are working with the school district. There's a couple things that we want to make sure that the monitors are secure in a location that has power. And so no one can, you know, mess with them to contaminate the samples. And so they're working with us to identify locations. So they're not really blocking us from putting monitors out. It's just making sure there's an appropriate place to site them.
I think she may be just talking, Matt, about some people had heard that ARB was not allowed.
Yeah, they just don't want
the school district.
The school district doesn't want people coming on to campus during certain hours because that's when the children are on site, and so they've just restricted them when they can come on to either replace the filter or to take the put in a new sampling media. So it's not that they're preventing them, they just don't want them coming onto campus during school hours.
But those monitors are collecting, are
those
monitoring 24 hours?
24-hour sampling, so it goes from midnight to midnight.
Okay.
And they're not, the school district is not preventing the sampling from operating.
Thank you, Matt. Again, from Sally, there has been a lot of focus on Anaplex and Aerocraft for hexavalent chromium emissions, but what about other emission sources in the city? Did the inspections generate any leads on other hex chrome sources?
So, as I'd indicated before, this is Cher. As I'd indicated before, we did a number of inspections throughout the city of Paramount, focusing primarily on a list of facilities that the city provided to us that were known to them to be metal handling or metal processing facilities. And there's a broad range of those kinds of facilities. In addition, as I mentioned, we did a saturation inspection going door to door, and in some cases found some additional facilities that were engaged in some manner of metal processing. We also received some referrals from the public to investigate certain facilities. In addition, there are a number of facilities that hold permits with AQMD that had something to do with metal processing. So we looked at this broad range of sources, some of which handle metals and some of which don't. to get kind of a broad perspective. And we wanted not only to identify sources of hexavalent chromium, but also to rule out other sources that or other facilities that were not sources of hex chrome emissions. So based on the locations of the monitoring devices and our findings from the inspections that we conducted, we concluded that Anaplex and Aerocraft were the primary sources of hexavalent chromium emissions and contributed to those elevated levels within the city. We've not identified any other sources that we believe contribute in any substantial way to these elevated emission levels.
Thank you, Dr. Snyder. Again, if you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. That's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Thank you. We're going to wait for more questions. Okay, another question from Lisa Lappin. Do all companies that grind need to be registered with AQMD? Will AQMD continue testing block by block throughout the city of Paramount?
So once rule of 1430 is adopted, all the facilities will be required to have a permit for their grinding operations, the 14 facilities that are affected by the proposed rule. And what's the other part of your question?
Can you say who's speaking?
Oh, that was Susan Nakamura. I don't know.
And then the next part is, will AQMD continue testing block by block throughout the city of Paramount?
We will be continuing our monitoring plan as warranted by identification of businesses that may be emitting metals.
Thank you, Dr. Miyasato. Waiting for questions. Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, if you want to submit questions, it's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. I just want to thank everyone for, just before anything else, there's 21 people on the phone. We really appreciate you joining us on the call. It's good to see that people want to get more information from AQMD on this investigation, and we're going to continue to provide you with that information. Again, we're waiting for questions. If you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, in case anybody joined us, if you want to submit questions to us, we're waiting. The email address is publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, looks like we're not getting any other questions. Again, thank you for joining us today. Again, we'll be on the phone next week at 6:30, Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. to give you an update and answer any questions. Thank you and have a good evening.